Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're going to talk about Law Enforcement United this morning. It's something that we hear about usually in the spring, and we're going to get a lot more information about it and find out more about how we can all get involved. Captain Brian Layton here from City Police, Sergeant Rashawn Coles here also from Fredericksburg Police, and from the Fredericksburg Sheriff's Office, Sheila Jones is here. Good morning to all of you. Thank you for getting up and coming in this morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Before we get going into Law Enforcement United, Captain Layton, got you here this morning with National Night Out tonight playing such a big role all around the area. A little bit different in Fredericksburg, where you focus on the neighborhoods. And I know during the day, you and the chief and others will be going through and hitting a lot of the neighborhoods in the city for National Night Out.
Yes, sir. Again, Ted, thank you for having us on your show. It's a big night for law enforcement with National Night Out. It's a great opportunity for police officers around the country to get into the neighborhoods, get outside the police cars, walk around in the neighborhoods, meet the neighbors, and just open a dialogue, a conversation. So the neat thing about tonight is we have 14 neighborhoods that are participating in National Night Out, and we have quite a few members from city government that will be going out tonight to each of the neighborhoods to meet and greet. And those include Chief Nye, our city manager, Mr. Baruti, our vice mayor, Mr. Withers. We have council member Dr. Duffy will be out, our Commonwealth attorney, LaBravia Jenkins, and several Fredericksburg Police Department employees will all be out and in our police cars and stopping in the neighborhoods and getting out, shaking some hands, and opening up a dialogue.
Boy, and what a great chance to do that. And I know you all look for opportunities to do that, and it's not like this is the only day of the year that you do that. But with the focus today and for someone who may not have the opportunity, this is your chance to really get to meet you guys.
Yeah, exactly. You know, without relationships, the police department, we really can't solve community problems. And, you know, we need the community to have that strong relationship with the police so that there's information sharing constantly and reporting of crimes and witnesses to crimes, because we can't police the community without the community.
Well, yesterday it was funny when we did our show on National Night Out with all the localities, and I was actually, when I was speaking during the show and then afterwards with Officer Aaron with City Police, and I realized I've got some new neighbors in my neighborhood in Spotsylvania. I have no idea who they are, and they've been there for a couple of months. It's important for all of us just to get to know our neighbors.
Isn't that the truth? You know, when you know your neighbors and you know who they are, you know their names, you're way more apt to take care of them. So when you see something suspicious around their house, not only will you be calling them because you already have their cell phone numbers or house numbers, but you're probably more apt to call the police when you see something suspicious happening around your neighbor's house, when you have that relationship with that neighbor. And I'm with you, Ted. I just moved into a new neighborhood in October, and there's quite a few of my neighbors that I just don't know. So it's a great opportunity where everybody comes together and you just get some FaceTime and get to know one another.
Well, and you talk about community policing, and you all do so much to get into neighborhoods and to get to know people like this. But it makes the community safer. If I know who my neighbors are, and if someone is at their house that shouldn't be there, if I don't recognize, I'm more apt to call the police, and it just makes for safer communities.
Yeah, you bet. You know, when I buy business cards, I buy them by the thousands, because I hand them out every time I get out and meet somebody new, because if they have that business card, or if they have that connection with the police, they're way more apt they've established that relationship, and they're more willing, they're more comfortable with calling in and sharing information.
Sergeant Coles, you and I went. I'll never forget. It remains one of the greatest being out in the community with police that I've ever had. When you and I a few years ago went out on Valentine's Day and you were giving out Valentine's for the department, and this one particular lady was just thrilled to meet you, and just to see you interact was just it was great to see.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a great experience for myself also. And a few days later, her family actually called in because they were unaware of the event, and they wanted to call in because she actually called her family and told her family about her experience with the city police coming out and handing her that Valentine's car and candy. So it extends beyond just that person. So it was great.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it really showed what just being in the community and what all that means. We also should mention that if our sister station B101.5 has a hero of the day, and you are on the B101.5 page today as the hero of the day, and we've got you here. So congratulations!
Thank you so much. It was a surprise, but a huge honor. So thank you.
We are the reason you all are here is to talk about Law Enforcement United. And Captain Light, you're the one who gave me the idea for this. We talk because Law Enforcement United is something that we always hear about. The bike ride comes through here in early May, that is done in memory of those law enforcement who have died. But other than that, a lot of us don't know anything more about Law Enforcement United.
Ted, I was the same way last year. I'm the rookie on Team Fredericksburg for Law Enforcement United. And I rode for my first time this year in May on the Road to Hope bicycle ride. And I tell you, I learned so much. It was so inspiring that I just, you know, I wanted to share it with the community about what Law Enforcement United is all about. That's why I asked you to have this show for us today. And, you know, there's just some great information about Law Enforcement United that we're excited to share with you. All three of us have a story as to you know, what Law Enforcement United means to us and the experience of the Road to Hope, which is the bicycle ride, 250 miles from Chesapeake, Virginia, up to Washington, D.C. And, you know, whether it's the physical experience, the emotional experience, it's all wrapped up in one. And pulling into Washington, D.C. at the end of 3 days after riding 250 miles on your bicycle, and the memory of those officers who gave the ultimate sacrifice and their families. And, you know, one of the incredible things about Law Enforcement United is some of the survivors, the family members of these fallen heroes, are riding with us out there. And, you know, they're pushing their bodies, they're pushing their emotions. We're all pulling into Washington, D.C. together and meeting up with the other survivors up there in Washington, D.C. during police week. It's just an incredible experience, so we're excited to share those experiences with you. And each of us here has a different reason for being involved and a different experience with the Road to Hope. Rashawn and I, we rode in it. Rashawn's ridden the last 4 years, and he's going to ride again next year. I plan on riding again in 2018 also. And Sheila has been associated with Law Enforcement United the longest, and she's in charge of support. In fact, Sheila has one of the toughest jobs for Law Enforcement United. Although Rashawn and I ride 250 miles on a bike, Sheila feeds all of us the entire 3 days that we're going through. She's in charge of everything related to the food as well as other things with Law Enforcement United. So her task is way more daunting than ours, but we're excited to share the story with you.
Well, we're going to get into that story. We need to take a quick break. We'll do that. We'll come back and hear the stories. Law Enforcement United, our focus this morning. Sheila Jones with the Fredericksburg Sheriff's Office here, along with Sergeant Rashawn Coles and Captain Brian Layton with City Police. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Our focus this morning is Law Enforcement United with Captain Brian Layton and Sergeant Rashawn Coles with City Police and Sheila Jones with the Fredericksburg Sheriff's Office. We will start off by just talking about Law Enforcement United and what it is. Captain Layton, you want to start the ball rolling on that and what Law Enforcement United is all about?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Ted. So Law Enforcement United was founded in 2009, and it's a grassroots organization of law enforcement, the survivors of officers who have been killed in the line of duty, and civilian support staff. And Law Enforcement United has members from across the country. And the you know, it's Law Enforcement United is a 100% volunteer organization. And when you have that, that means that all the funds that are raised for the great causes that Law Enforcement United supports, all the funds go to those causes. And some of those causes include the Officer Down Memorial Page, the Concerns of Police Survivors, the Spirit of Blue Foundation, and the Project Active Armor. And, you know, all four of those are just incredible programs that Law Enforcement United supports. This year, during the Road to Hope bicycle ride, I think we turned over a check for, it was close to $500,000. And that money goes to these foundations. And what these foundations do is they not only support the memories of these fallen heroes, these officers who gave the ultimate sacrifice in the line of duty, but they also support the families and the friends of those fallen officers. So these families and friends receive the emotional help that they need, whether it be through doctors or any type of counseling. They receive financial aid for the things that they need because they just, you know, they lost their loved one and that income. It's just incredible work that's supported by Law Enforcement United. So it was a no-brainer for Fredericksburg as a law enforcement community to come together. And when I say that, Team Fredericksburg is not comprised of just the Fredericksburg Police Department. We're three entities that have come together. It's the Fredericksburg Police Department, the Fredericksburg Sheriff's Office, and the Rappahannock Regional Jail. We've come together to form Team Fredericksburg, and in that we have a great group of members. Last year we had six riders, and we had Sheila, what was it, nine support staff that we had?
Yes. Yeah.
And the riders ride. You know, I said it last year or this year that we have the easiest job. It's the support staff that, mm-hmm. that make it possible for us to go out and ride that kind of distance, because it can't be done without them. You can't just go out and ride 250 miles in 3 days without having a lot of logistics, a lot of moving parts in a three-day ride like that. So Team Fredericksburg came together. It happened back when we lost Officer Todd Barr.
I was just going to say that Fredericksburg does have that shook all of us. That just shook the community. And so I wondered if a lot of your involvement was around when Officer Barr was killed.
That's when Team Fredericksburg was formed. We've lost four police officers in the line of duty over our history with the Fredericksburg Police Department. And the most recent was Officer Todd Barr. And Team Fredericksburg was formed right after that. His squad mates and the people who love Todd came together. It was easy for them to get on board with a great cause like this, to support family members and friends and the officers themselves who gave the ultimate sacrifice. And that's when it was formed, and it's been running every year since. It was real easy for me to get involved in it. And my story started, I knew about LEU. I knew that they came into the city and they made a stop, and we all came together and congratulated them for this incredible ride. But my journey really began last year when the Road to Hope rode into the Rappahannock Regional Criminal Justice Academy. One of my lieutenants and I, we rode down to greet them and to cheer them on. And my lieutenant, Mike Pursuto, said, he had ridden in it for a couple of years, but it had been a few years since he had ridden, and he says, "Hey, listen, if you'll do it next year, I'll do it with you." And I said, "That's a deal, buddy." So next thing you know, I was thrust into Law Enforcement United, not really knowing what the heck I was doing, you know, with this Road to Hope. And, you know, I knew it was going to be a grueling a bicycle ride and physical experience. What I didn't know was the emotional part of it, and I learned that this year. And it was incredible. And from there, I'll kick it over to Mike.
I was going to say, I want to get more into it, but I want to get some of the others. Hear the stories. Sergeant Coles, talk about what got you involved with Law Enforcement United.
As Captain Brian Layton said, after we lost Todd Barr, his squad, which was headed up by Lieutenant Jones here, they got involved and they did the ride, and I didn't do it that first year, but when they came in to Fredericksburg, at that point, we were driving straight into the police department, so I was there to greet them when they came in, and it was just a very emotional and awesome experience to see all the riders and the motors and the support staff come in and to see what they were doing. So, I mean, after that, I was like, yeah, I got to get on board with that, because honoring, the fallen officers is the ultimate goal for the organization. And what better way to do that than to ride and, show that display over, Virginia into D.C. So that's why I got involved.
Yeah, no, it is. It's moving to see.
Absolutely.
All those, everyone go by. I've seen it though. I remember that first year when they did come to the police station and everybody came in, and it was very moving.
Oh yes, absolutely.
Sheila, I guess we've heard a little bit about your story, but just your connection with Officer Barr, I guess, was the thing that got you involved.
Yes, I was the watch commander at Fredericksburg Police Department when Officer Barr was killed, and he was one of the people that worked on my squad. So I was there when it all happened, and I just had to do something to get involved in helping. And in 2009, when Law Enforcement United was first came into play, Fredericksburg was one of the founding teams on there. So Fredericksburg has been with Law Enforcement United from day one. And back then, it started off with just a little bit over 100 people involved. And this year, it was up to, with all the different rides, was 974 people. So, and our team has been growing right along with the organization.
Wow, that's incredible. And just your, as you've continued on with it, having retired from city police and now with the sheriff's office, but still continuing your effort and going strong.
Yes.
It must mean, I can't imagine what it must mean to you, though, having known Officer Barr as well as you did, and just your involvement with him and what happened that night.
Yeah, it gets very emotional at times. One of the things I'd like to say also is Officer Barr's mother, Kathy, is also a support member, and she's right along with us. She's been involved, and I think it's only 1 year she's missed. But she's right there with us, and she's our inspiration.
As far as the logistics go, what a job that is.
Oh, yeah. When you're thinking about you have to feed people at every stop that they're at. We have to have lunch for them. That's my job. I do the food, but you also have to think about all the other logistics of it, all the permits you have to get to go through D.C. and to be in D.C. and all the permits that we have to do our little caravan through.
Yeah,
it can be a nightmare, but they get it done.
Now, just the amount of food, and if it's hot, you're having to deal with that kind of thing, and just people that you're dealing with riders who I would think at the end of each day are just exhausted.
Yes, and then you have to deal with who has a special diet, who's allergic to what.
I never thought of that.
Yeah, it can be a mess, but it's fun once it all comes together and it's over with, and you can say, wow, we really did this.
Yeah. Sergeant Coles, what kind of training do you do before you ride in this?
We try to do group rides with our team, and it's kind of, whenever we can get together, we'll do, 20, 30 miles around town, which is, pretty hilly, which is what we want.
Yeah.
To kind of condition our legs and condition our butts and stuff of that nature, because the seats are very narrow, and that's the pretty much the hardest part of the ride, is being on that seat for an extended amount of time, usually 6 to 8 hours a day. The first day is the longest day. I think we're on it for about 10 hours, right?
Yeah.
So that's the biggest part of it, is conditioning your butt to be on that to be in that saddle for that long, and then once you can get past that. It's still some challenges, but that's the tough part about it.
Chesapeake to D.C., I'm sure there are parts of Virginia that you don't look upon the same way that you once did.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. When you start day two, you start to get into Caroline County, and that's when the hills start for us. So the hills start in Caroline County, and they're rolling hills and not too bad, but they kick your butt. They start to exert you. And then once you get into Spotsylvania and Stafford, the hills just go straight up. So you're having to push through those hills, and it doesn't get any easier on the third day. So,
and you don't think about it driving in a car, but I'm just thinking of that of the hill just past the Falmouth Bridge on Route 1 when you're going north, and I mean it just dips down, or it's right before Drew Middle School.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
A huge hill.
It is a huge hill, and that's one of the many. The worst hill, I think, for me is the hill just before Stafford Courthouse. We call it Hospital Hill, and it just keeps going.
You're right.
It feels like forever. And then, but right after that hill, we get a good break at Stafford Sheriff's Office. So the logistics helped us out there, because after that hill, I mean, you are just wiped. You are wiped out.
As a first timer, Captain Layton, we're going to take a break in just a second. I'm going to get into more of what the ride is like, but you got to do a lot of training for this.
Yeah, a heck of a lot of training. These guys, they all lied to me. They're all liars. They said, "Oh, it's nothing. You'll be fine. You can handle it. Just train for a month or so beforehand." And they were all liars. I trained for months before, and not only physically did I have stumbling blocks, but mentally also. It's a mental challenge.
Yeah. We'll talk about that when we come back. Well, Law Enforcement United is our focus this morning. We're talking about the work that they do, the bike ride, and we're going to talk about fundraising and how we can all get involved with Team Fredericksburg. Sheila Jones from the Fredericksburg Sheriff's Office here, Sergeant Rashawn Coles, Captain Brian Layton here, also from City Police. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Law Enforcement United, our focus this morning, what they do, how we can all get involved, and we always hear about the bike ride. I'm actually learning a lot more about the bike ride this morning than I ever knew. So we're getting all that kind of information, too. Sheila Jones with the Fredericksburg Sheriff's Office here, along with Captain Brian Layton and Sergeant Rashawn Coles with City Police. Before we took the break, it was a great ending when Captain Layton said that they all lied. and I guess they had to get you. Nobody's going to – you're not going to say, sign me up, I guess, to hear the real grueling parts of this, but it's got to be grueling. I mean, you're doing this for 3 days, a lot of miles. Like we're talking about the hills and the heat, and it's physically it's tough. But I'm sure you're also out there, and in your case with Team Fredericksburg, you have somebody that was a victim, and it's one of the people you're riding for, and I'm sure that comes to mind too.
Yeah, you bet, Ted. Todd's a huge inspiration. Seeing Team Fredericksburg last year when they rode into the academy, that was an incredible inspiration to see those folks riding in and the support staff come in. And when Lieutenant Pursuto challenged me, it was easy for me to say, yeah, let's do it. But I really didn't know what the heck I was getting into, so I started asking around some Team Fredericksburg members when I signed up. And they're all liars, because they said, listen, there's nothing to it. Train for a month. You'll be ready. It's on a bike. Come on. It's not like you're out there running that far. So, I went into it with a really positive mindset, but I didn't listen to them. I actually trained more than the month before the ride because, I was never much of a bike rider coming up, and I'm not in my 20s anymore, Ted. I'm in my 40s now, so I knew that I had to get my body conditioned for a 250-mile bike ride in 3 days. So I started riding a lot, like right after the new year started. I had to go out and buy a bike, because you don't jump on your neighborhood Huffy and
right.
Go out here and ride 250 miles in 3 days. You got to have a nice bike, and that starts with going out and making that purchase. And None of the funds raised with Team Fredericksburg or Law Enforcement United go towards that equipment. The riders themselves mm-hmm. buy all of their equipment. So I went down to the neighborhood bike shop downtown, Bike Works, and they took good care of me down there, hooked me up with a great bike. I got all the equipment I needed, and I started riding after the new year. And I would, you know, I'd go out on 10, 15, 20-mile rides, and I'd try to average between 50 and 75 miles a week, and I was feeling really good about myself. And then came day one. It was a Wednesday for the first day of the Road to Hope. And that first day is from Chesapeake, Virginia, up to Richmond, near the airport. And, you know, when you think about that, you know it's going to be a real challenge. But then you start riding it, and, oh, my gosh, what a challenge that was, because the furthest I had ever ridden on a bicycle was probably 50, 55 miles. So I doubled that on that first day of that ride. And so not only was it a physical challenge for me, it was a huge mental challenge because – yeah, that, you know, if you don't have your mind right, you're never going to make a ride like this. And what really helps get your mind in the right place is that when we stop, when the team stops during the ride, we stop between every 10 and 20 miles, they celebrate the life of a recently fallen hero. And I tell you, that just, it's really inspiring at every stop. You grab something to eat, you grab a bottle of water or a Gatorade from the support staff, and then everybody comes together and they tell the story about that fallen hero, about how he or she lost their lives, how they lived, who their loved ones were, if they have loved ones there on the ride with us or they're going to meet us in D.C. That keeps you going for 105 or 107 miles on the first day. And then, you know, the next day is from Richmond up to Aquia. And the third day is Aquia into Washington, D.C. And the first day is challenging in distance, but it's not so challenging in hills. And like Rashawn said, day two is where you really start getting into the hills, you know, into Caroline County and up into Stafford. Those hills in Stafford on, you know, the back roads and then leading over to Route 1 and then up Hospital Hill by the Stafford Hospital, you know, you're on really nice bicycles, and you're doing about 2 miles an hour up those hills. I mean, it's a slow crawl up those monstrous hills. And that's where your training really comes in. And that's where your mindset really, really plays a huge role and is fighting up those humongous hills. You know, where it's not like the Tour de France when you watch that on television. These guys are and gals are flying up there 20, 30 miles an hour up these hills. We're creeping up there because we're not professionals. But what gets you through is remembering those heroes, knowing that their family's right there with you. Some of them are riding right there beside us on bicycles right beside us. And how inspiring is that when you pull up next to one of those folks and you're riding a 20-mile stretch and you're just talking to them, you know, and just, you know, tell me, who are you, why are you riding, who was your loved one? Tell me about how he or she lived, you know. And that's what keeps you going 250 miles over a three-day period. I didn't know if I had it in me, Ted, and turns out I did have it in me, but it wasn't solely because of me. It was because of all those folks that were there, and then the support staff that are there every stop to just come over and see how you're doing. If you need a Tylenol, they got a Tylenol for you. You need a screwdriver to fix your bike, they got a screwdriver for you. You need something to drink, they got a Gatorade for you. You know, they just take really good care of us on the ride, and none of us could make it without all of those folks. It's really incredible.
Mm. Well, it was Sean's first year, I have to say. Sean was a whiny baby. And he complained, who talked me into this? Who talked me into this? I'm never going to do this again. But then when we got to D.C. and he actually met the family of the officer that he was riding for, his attitude changed completely and he was ready to ride again.
Absolutely. Yeah. I can't deny it. I can't deny it. I was tricked, too, just like Captain Layton was. I had a retired lieutenant, Bill Hallam. He talked me into – no, he didn't talk me into it, but when I rode that first year, he was, you know, kind of like my riding partner. I stuck with him, and he kept telling me, there's no more hills, there's no more hills. And mentally, when you tell yourself there's no more hills, and then you see another hill, it just – it makes you angry. It makes you angry. But like Lieutenant Jones said, when you get to D.C. and you the riders get to present a flag to the family of the fallen officer, that makes it all worthwhile. So I've been coming back ever since.
Now, what a feeling, I'm sure, to go into D.C. And I know that the program, there's always a program after the ride and all, and I've seen it. It's just very, very moving. And just the fact, Rashawn, that the focus that this ride puts, and as you go through each community and we hear about it, that in itself is just is terrific.
Oh yeah, it's very motivating, and like Layton said, we read the Officer Down memorial page about each officer at every stop, and that motivates you. And then when you're going along a route, people from the community on alongside the road, and they have signs, and they're clapping and pushing you through. And then you know, just personally as a rider, you know why you do this, and you think about that as you're riding, and you just keep pedaling, because you know that's the purpose, is to honor those fallen officers. So it's incredible feeling for the rider when you complete that, and you think back on all those experiences that you just went through over the past 3 days, and you know, even though your body tells you, no, I'm not doing this again, your emotions make you, because it's just awesome. It's an awesome feeling.
Does it get any easier to do it for you, just that I guess you know you can do it?
Absolutely. After the first, I would say the first year was my hardest year, because like I said, you know, you got people lying to you. I guess it's good intentions, but you know, you just don't know what to expect physically, and it is a total out of body experience to do this ride. But after you do it the first year, you know what to expect. You kind of know your bike, and that's a big thing, because these bikes, I mean, they're expensive, and they will do the work for you if you're in the right gear. And if you're not in the right gear, you're going to be doing all the work. So you learn how to ride the bike after 3 days, and it literally takes 3 days to learn that bike. But the following year after that, I knew how to ride that bike. I knew what gears to be in. I knew what hills were coming up, despite what other people were telling me. And you know how to get into that gear before you attack that hill. So it is way easier, and you actually look forward to all the experiences, meeting officers from all over the world, all over the U.S. And also, like Captain Layton said, you can be riding, pedaling, pushing through, and next thing you know, you look over and you're probably riding next to a survivor, and that's just awesome to talk to them and speak to them about their experience and why they're doing what they're doing.
Yeah. Sheila, we talked about them getting just the physical part and getting ready for the ride, but on the logistics side, I mean, you have to early on, and I would think even now, probably planning for next year's ride of how to get things together and how to get it from place to place.
Yeah, I have to go out and I hit a lot of grocery stores and department stores and ask for donations for they usually give a gift card or something. But then I have to actually go out and physically buy that food and take it down to Chesapeake, or buy it when I get down to Chesapeake. And we take donations of water and Gatorade and stuff like that. And we've actually, 1 year, we actually had to rent a U-Haul to get it down there. And then, you know, it's a lot of work involved in it, but it's fun. And then, of course, like the second day for lunch, they get peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. And we stop in Ladysmith, and we have this little team, and we're all making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for 450 people. So it's fun, but it's a lot of work.
Well, and at the end of each day, Captain Layton, after that first day, just the shock, like you said, of how you've ridden so many miles, but you start getting sore. And you're not probably sleeping in a real comfortable bed that night and for the next couple of nights. There are just a lot of things that play into this. I would think by day two, and for sure by day three, you're really sore.
There's a lot of Tylenol involved in a ride like this, Ted. yeah, you're sore. And, you know, it's not just your muscles that are sore. And it isn't, you know, you think riding a bike, it's your legs. No, there's a lot of upper body in riding that bike, too. And you know, just think of your wrists on those handlebars.
I never thought of that.
For 250 miles, your wrists are sore, your forearms, your neck from your head being raised up on that bicycle, your shoulders, and then your legs. But that's not the only thing. It's not just the muscles. It's your rear end, too. Let me tell you, that's a lot of miles in the saddle. Anybody who rides a bike knows that you sit on a bike long enough and your rear end's going to hurt. So that happens, too. But, you know, it's you know, what keeps you going is knowing why you're doing that ride. That's what kept me going through the whole thing. I'll tell you, I don't think I was perfectly conditioned physically for this type of ride, but I was able to do it because I had the right mindset. I knew why I was doing it.
When we come back, we're going to wrap this up this morning. We're going to talk about how we all can get involved with Law Enforcement United. There's probably some real obvious things, but you may have some other things too that we haven't thought of. But we'll talk about how we can get involved with Law Enforcement United and the good work that they do, and with Team Fredericksburg, Captain Brian Layton and Sergeant Rashawn Coles from City Police here, along with Sheila Jones with the Sheriff's Office. More coming up. We'll wrap this up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
The good work of Law Enforcement United, our focus this morning with Captain Brian Layton and Sergeant Rashawn Coles with City Police, and Sheila Jones here from the Sheriff's Office. In the last little bit, we're going to talk, Captain Layton, just about ways we can all get involved. And there's a lot of fundraising opportunities and ways we can. But there's a golf tournament coming up at the end of the week.
Yes, sir. You know, Team Fredericksburg, we can't be a team and be a part of Law Enforcement United without raising the funds that are necessary to be involved in this program, because the ride is wonderful. Coming together is wonderful with your law enforcement professionals and the volunteers and the survivors. It's all wonderful, but it's all about raising money for these good causes, for these fallen heroes in their memory and for their families and loved ones. And for that, Team Fredericksburg does fundraising. And one of the things we're doing is this Friday, Sheila's husband, Keith Jones, runs the Law Enforcement United golf tournament for Team Fredericksburg. And that's being held this Friday out at Lee's Hill Golf Club. August the 4th. The registration is at 8 o'clock in the morning, and tee-off time is at 9 o'clock. I've formed a team of four. I'll be out there. And so we're asking our fellow golfers out there, if you're interested, you can come. You can register that morning out there at Lee's Hill, or you can go on to the Lee's Hill website right now and register via their calendar with the Lee's Hill Golf Club. It's $75 per player, $300 per team. We have sponsorships that are available for that golf tournament. So we encourage anybody in the community that wants to come out and support Team Fredericksburg with Law Enforcement United. You can do that this Friday. We're also out at the fair. I'll let Sheila speak towards what we're doing out at the fair.
We're doing a Cover the Cruiser out at the fair. People are giving donations. We're taping it to the cruiser that's out there, and we're trying to cover it up. We also have a moon bounce out there for the kids to come out and enjoy. So come by to see us at the fair.
And I guess, Sheila, any kind of funds are welcome to buy water or the peanut butter and jelly or the bread or yes. All of this costs money.
Yes. We'll take donations of gift cards. We'll actually take donations of water, Gatorade, Powerade, any kind of snack food. We like granola bars, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But gift cards work best because we don't have to transport it down to Chesapeake. We can just take it down and buy the stuff there.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You had mentioned that earlier about getting a lot of that down there. And boy, this is the kind of thing that instead of just watching the bikers go by and clapping and that's all important and encouraging to them and to the cause. But this is another way by buying the water, buying the food, getting involved that way, I can really have a play a big part in this.
Yes, because the more that we get donated to us and we don't have to buy, that's more money that goes to the cause. We won't have to take out of the funds of Law Enforcement United to buy.
Now, and Captain Layton, when we started out the show talking about the work and what Law Enforcement United does to those families, what a great organization and a great cause, because these are families that were put into this situation. No one plans for this.
Yeah, exactly right. No one plans for it. And when they're when that family is thrust into that situation, it's traumatic, and it takes people coming together to take care of that family and their friends, their loved ones of that fallen hero. So that's what these funds are for. You know, it supports the Road to Hope because there is a lot of food, there's hotel rooms, there's a lot of these things that go into it. But the money is all about the survivors and the loved ones of these fallen heroes. Just to give you an idea, Ted, each rider that on Team Fredericksburg that rides in the Road to Hope, each rider has to raise $1,500 in donations to go on the ride, and each support staff member has to raise $850. So when you do the math on that for Team Fredericksburg, that's right around $22,000 to $25,000 that we have to raise just to be a part of the ride. And anything that we make above that, 100% of those proceeds are going straight to these families who need that help. Mm-hmm. And actually, a lot of those proceeds built into that $1,500 and $850 are going to those families also. It's, of course, some of it goes towards the logistics matter of the hotel rooms and the food and the other logistics ends. And you know, some of the other great ways that we're going to try to raise some money within our community is we've created a donation letter that's going to be up on the Law Enforcement United Team Fredericksburg Facebook page later this week, and we're asking the community for some monetary help so that one, we can raise that $22,000 to $25,000 and the fees that go into being a part of Law Enforcement United, but also to just break that threshold so that all of those funds are really going towards these families that are in need, family and friends. And so that letter is going to be posted on the Law Enforcement United Team Fredericksburg Facebook page in a couple of days. We're also going to mail it out and hand deliver it out to some local 22401 businesses to see if they want to partner with the Fredericksburg Police Department and the Sheriff's Office and the Rappahannock Regional Jail with Team Fredericksburg Law Enforcement United to come together to try to raise these funds and really put our, as a community, to put our best foot forward for the families of these fallen heroes.
If you want to follow the fortunes and what's going on with Team Fredericksburg, like that Law Enforcement United Team Fredericksburg Facebook page and keep up with all of this. Again, the golf tournament this Friday at the Lees Hill Golf Club. You can, I guess you said, go to the Lees Hill Golf Club website and you can sign up that way.
You certainly can. You can register there or just show up. You can show up as a single player, as a double, a triple, or a team of four. Show up on Friday morning at 8 o'clock at the Lees Hill Golf Club in Spotsylvania County, and we're going to have a great day of golf and fellowship.
Captain Brian Layton, Sergeant Rashawn Coles, Sheila Jones with the city, the Fredericksburg Sheriff's Office. Thank you all for this. We'll do another show on this maybe next spring and keep up to date on what you're doing. And thank you for what all you've all done. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
That is it for Town Talk. We'll see you tomorrow on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.